The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 24. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on May 29th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vishat Mahāgne Purushoda Darshanat Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Krishrata Mridhe Aneka Maha Rata Astrata Jauni Astrata Cha Asma Hare Abhirakshita Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanada Asat Sabaya Manavasa Krishvata Mridhe Mridhe Neka Maharata Srato Mridhe Mridhe Neka Maharata Srato Dranyastratashchasmaharebhirakshita Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanad Asat Sabaya Vanavasa Krishtrata Mridhe Mridhe Neka Maharatastrato Dranyastratashchasmahare Birakshita Vishat from poison Mahagne from the great fire Purusha Ada the man eaters Darshanat by combating Asat vicious Sabhaya assembly Vanavasa exiled to the forest Krishrata sufferings Mridhe Mridhe again and again in battle Aneka many Maharata great generals Astrata weapons Drauni the son of Dronacharya Astrata from the weapon of Cha and Asma indicating past tense Hare O my Lord Abhirakshita. Protected completely. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poisoned cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashwatthama. The list of dangerous encounters is submitted herein. Devaki was once put into difficulty by her envious brother. Otherwise she was well, but Kunti Devi and her sons were put into one difficulty after another for years and years together. They were put into trouble by Duryodhana and his party due to the kingdom, and each and every time the sons of Kunti were saved by the Lord. Once Bhima was administered poison in a cake. Once they were put into a house made of shellac and set afire, and once Draupadi was dragged out and attempts were made to insult her by stripping her naked in the vicious assembly of the Kurus. The Lord saved Draupadi by supplying an immeasurable length of cloth, and Duryodhana's party failed to see her naked. Similarly, when they were exiled in the forest, Bhima had to fight with a man-eater demon, Hidimba, Rakshasa, but the Lord saved him. So it was not finished there. After all these great tribulations, there was the great battle of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna had to meet with such great generals as Drona, Bhishma, and Karna, all powerful fighters. And at last, even when everything was done away with, there was the Brahmastra released for the son of Dronacharya to kill the child within the womb of Uttara. And so the Lord saved the only surviving descendant of the Kurus, Maharaj Parikshit.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatāparakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sajaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri
Kunti and the Pandavas were put through such great tribulations.
Kunti i Pandavite bili postaveni golemi ispitani.
But in each and every case they were saved by the Lord.
Всеки един от тези случаи те били спасявани от Бога.
Yeyata mang prabhajante tangs tathaiva bhajam yaham. Krishna says, inasmuch as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
Krishna казва, по какъвто начин някой ми се отдаде, аз го възнаграждавам съответно.
It is also stated, Mare Krishna, Mare, and see, Rake Krishna, Mare Ke, Rake, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. That way, let's see. Rake, how's it start? Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. The same meaning, either way. If Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. Therefore, the devotee is fearless. He places himself completely in the hands of Krishna. That Krishna, this body is yours, it is your property.
Кришна, това тяло е твое, то е твоя собственост.
You want to protect it? That's all right.
Ако искаш да го защитиш, добре.
You want to kill it? That's all right.
Ако искаш да го убиеш, и това е добре.
It's yours. You do what you like with it.
То е твое, ти можеш да правиш с него каквото си поискаш.
One time Srila Prabhupada was on the airplane and it hit, sometimes they drop, they hit some pocket and they drop very quickly. They lose. That's why you need to keep your seat belts fastened. Sometimes it happens, the airplane just drops.
Един път Шрила Прабхупада се возил на самолет и понякога се случва, че самолетите губят височина, затова трябва човек да си слага план.
So, after a while it recovered. And it was very frightening. Everyone thought they were going to die.
И всички били много оплашени, помислили, че ще умрат.
So, Prabhupada's servant, he went up to where Prabhupada was sitting. He said, Srila Prabhupada, are you all right? Srila Prabhupada was sitting there very calmly. He said, we can die at any time. So, for one who is completely surrendered to Krishna, he has nothing to be afraid of.
Той няма от какво да се страхува.
Everything that's happening to me is by Krishna's arrangement.
Всичко, което се случва, е по аранжимента на Кришна.
So he has complete faith in Krishna.
Затова той има пълна вяра в Кришна.
Whatever Krishna wants to do with me, that's okay.
Каквото и Кришна да иска да направи с мен, аз го приемам.
There's a story in this connection.
Има една история в тази връзка.
There was one king, and he had a prime minister. And this prime minister was very Krishna conscious. He would always advise the king, whatever Krishna does is all right. So one day, the king, he had some accident, he cut off his finger. So the prime minister said, don't worry, whatever Krishna does is all right, your majesty.
And
made the king very angry. What do you mean? I lost my finger, it's all right. In the dungeon with you, you rascal. So anyway, the king, you know, the kshatriyas, they would go hunting to practice the killing art. The Vedic kshatriyas were not like the rascal politicians nowadays who sit in the royal palace and send the boys out to be killed on the battlefield.
Ведическите кшатри не са като днешните политици, които стоят в кабинетите в двореца и пращат момчетата да се бомират на бойната.
The kshatriyas were valiant warriors. They would lead the battle themselves personally on the front line.
Кшатрите били храбри войни, които лично водили битката на.
That is real kshatriya, you see.
Това е истински кшатри.
But they have to practice the killing art. There's no war going on. They have to keep their practice killing skills sharp, so they go out and they kill some wild animals in the forest.
И когато няма битки, те трябва да упражняват своите умения да се сражават, да стрелят с.
So the king, he went on his hunting trip.
Убиват диви животни в гората. Така този цар.
And while he was in the forest, he was kidnapped by some dacoits.
Но докато бил в гората, едни разбойници го отвлекли.
Worshippers of goddess Kali.
Които били обожатели на богинята Кали.
They wanted to offer him as a human sacrifice.
И те пожелали да го предложат като човешка жертва на богинята.
So they prepared him for the sacrifice.
Подготвили го за жертвоприношението.
But then they noticed, oh, he's missing one finger. We cannot offer him to goddess Kali. He's missing a finger. So, what to do? Let him go. So the king, he was thinking, oh, the prime minister, he spoke very wise words. You see, whatever Krishna does is written. I lost my finger, but my life was saved. You see.
Загубих си пръста и си заради това ми се спаси живота.
So he went back to the dungeon. He wanted to personally release the prime minister from the cell he was in. The prime minister was sitting there very peacefully, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the king, he said, aren't you angry at me? I locked you away in the prison, even though you gave me very good advice. I locked you in the prison. Aren't you angry at me?
Царя попитал министър, не си ли ми е досен, а ти ми дай толкова добър мъдър съвет, пък аз те затворих за решетките.
And the king said, the prime minister said, Your Majesty, I go with you on those hunting trips, but I have all my fingers.
Той му казва, Ваше Величество, аз ви придружавам на тези, на този лов обикновено, обаче си загуби, обаче имам
пръст. Whatever Krishna does is all right.
Така че каквото Кришна направи, се е за добро.
So in this way, we have to take complete shelter of Krishna. Just like that prime minister, you see. He had no fear. If I am locked away in the dungeon, there is some purpose of the Lord. This is okay. Even he was locked in the prison for having done nothing wrong, he still was not disturbed.
Той не бил извършил нищо нередно, но го затворили за трешетки, той не бил обезпокоен.
Брахма бута прасанадмана сочати накангшати самак сарвешу бутешу мадбхактем набате парам. One who is thus transcendentally situated becomes fully joyful.
Този, който е трансцендентално установен, става напълно щастлив.
He doesn't lament or does he desire to have anything. He's equally disposed towards all living beings. And in that state, Krishna says he attains pure devotional service unto me. So Kunti Devi is an ideal example of such a person. She is always taking shelter of Krishna in all circumstances. So, what is the point? The point is that we should also do. Krishna consciousness is not something you simply read about in a book. It's something that we must also practice, you see. These are instructions for us and what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to be Krishna conscious, just like Kunti Devi. That in every situation we always depend upon Krishna. It may be a pleasant situation. It may be an unpleasant situation. It may be a safe situation. It may be a dangerous situation. It doesn't matter. In all circumstances, in all places, in all situations, the devotee always takes shelter of Krishna. Completely depending upon Him for all protection. Therefore, the devotee is completely peaceful. See, there's two things that are opposite. There's peacefulness and there's fear. If you're afraid, then your mind is not peaceful. And if your mind is completely peaceful, you have no fear. Right now, we're fearful. Because we think we're these bodies. And death is coming to take these bodies away. So we're scared. But as soon as you realize you're not your body, immediately become fearless. Because what's there to be afraid of? I have nothing to do with this material body. My only duty is to serve Krishna. I don't need this body to serve Krishna.
Нямам нужда от това тяло, за да служа на Кришна.
If I have the body, I use it for Krishna, that's all right.
Докато имам тялото, го използвам за Кришна и това е добре.
But I do not depend on this body for serving Krishna.
Но аз не зависим от това тяло, за да служа на Кришна.
So in this way, the devotee becomes fearless.
Този начин преданият става безстрашен.
So we have a few minutes left. Are there any questions? Yes.
It is said that the devotee is fearless because he is fully dependent on Krishna. But one time Srila Prabhupada said that he is afraid of Maya. So
said what?
That he is afraid of Maya.
That's another thing.
Това е нещо друго.
To be afraid of Maya, that's very good.
Да се страхуваме от Maya, това е много добре.
But that doesn't mean the devotee is fearful.
Това не означава, че преданият е...
That means he is vigilant. Fear has it. Fear can. There are different meanings of the word fear. One is to be scared or frightened. That's one meaning. Another meaning is to be vigilant, watchful. Prabhupada is a Bhaicharan. He is fearless. Having taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So when he says to be fearful of Maya, he means to be vigilant, to be watchful. You understand? Yeah. In the dictionary, you look up any word, there are usually two or three definitions for the word. So you have to understand that Prabhupada knows the English language very well.
Трябва да разберем, че Шил Прабхупад познава английски език много добре.
And his writer, he had very, very expert English editors look over all of his books also before they were published.
Също така, неговите книги са прегледали от много опитни английски
editors. So the word fear doesn't necessarily mean to be frightened. It also can mean to be very watchful.
Така че думата страх не означава си оплашен на всички обстоятелства, просто да си внимателен на штрек.
Any other questions? Yes.
Are the devotees afraid of anything? Is there anything the devotees are afraid of?
Forgetting Krishna. That you should always be afraid of, forget Krishna. Always be vigilant that I will never forget Krishna. You see, wherever there is Krishna consciousness, fear cannot exist. So our only fear is forgetting Krishna. If you are afraid of forgetting Krishna, that fear means fearlessness. You understand? That's a very good fear. That fear to be afraid of forgetting Krishna, that is fear, that is fearlessness. That's the way you can use fear to get rid of fear. Only be afraid of, have only one fear, and that is to be afraid of forgetting Krishna. So if that fear is there, then you will be perfectly fearless.
Единството нещо, което се страхуваш, е да не забравиш Кришна и така ще станеш напълно безстрашен.
Because you're thinking, I'm very afraid I may forget Krishna. Well, you're remembering Krishna by having that fear.
Ако си мислиш, толкова се страхувам да не забравя Кришна и по този начин...
I'm so afraid I may forget Krishna. Well, you're remembering him.
Толкова се страхувам да не забравя Кришна. Ето, че го помниш по този начин.
This is why Maharaj Kulashekhar, he was afraid he would forget Krishna at the time of death, so he said, let me die immediately while I'm remembering Krishna.
Krishna.
Any other questions? Narada Muni Prabhu.
Lord Chaitanya has given us the topmost bhakti, the vraja.
He does what?
He has given us the topmost bhakti,
yes,
the vraja bhakti. But in this age we are so offensive. So what kind of protection do we have if we are so fallen and offensive in this?
Protection or possession?
Protection.
What is our protection? You're protected by your spiritual master.
Духовният учител те закриля, те пази.
He is your protection. His lotus feet, they give you protection. Therefore, a guru is required. But no guru means no protection from the material nature. So one must take guru with complete dedication of heart. And then, by guru, one is protected from all the disturbances of this Kali Yuga. Yes.
Is this painful for the spiritual master?
What is what painful?
To protect us.
So, even if it's a difficulty for the spiritual master to protect his disciples, it is called labor of love. Just like one may have a child, and someone comes and say, I'm going to kidnap your child.
Някой има дете и дойде човек и му каже, искам да отвлека детето ти.
You say, oh yeah, very good. This child is so much trouble. Go ahead, take the child.
И той ще каже, а, много хубаво, тъкмо ми създава толкова проблеми, взимай го.
No, he would never think. No, let the kidnapper come, because this child is so much botheration. Let him take the child.
Никой не си мисли така, идва някой да отвлече детето ми, аз веднага ще му задам.
Oh, let's say there's some millionaire, you see, he has so much money, but it's such a headache to manage all this money, you see. Manage all of his vast empire. Constant headaches, dealing with the bankers, dealing with the taxmen, so many anxieties of dealing with his vast fortune, you see.
Един милионер постоянно има безпокойство за това да опази богатството си, да се занимава с различни неща.
But if you ask him to give it up, will he give it up? No, you're not. You see, it's called labor of love.
Но ако го помолите да се откаже от богатството си, дали ще го...
The parent wants to keep the child.
Това се нарича усилие от любов.
The wealthy man, he wants to keep his riches.
Родители иска да запази детето си.
Even though it's a headache to keep the child, so many headaches of having a parent, so many headaches of being a wealthy man, still they do not want to give up. It is labor of love.
И въпреки че има толкова главоболие от това да отглеждаш детето и да опазиш богатството си, въпреки това те не го изоставят.
So out of affection, the parent will never want to give up the child.
И от тази обич, родителя никой няма да иска да
изостави. Even if the child has a headache.
Дори детето да е главоболие за родителя.
So in the same way, the disciples, they may be sometimes a great difficulty for the spiritual master.
Понякога учениците може да са голям проблем за духовния учител.
But because they are his beloved disciples, he feels affection.
Но понеже те са му любими ученици, той изпитва обич към тях.
He would never want to give up.
И никога не иска да ги изостави.
Sometimes the disciple becomes offensive towards the spiritual master even.
Понякога дори ученик може да се държи оскърбително към духовния учител.
The spiritual master can say, get out of here, you rascal. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. Just go away and never come back. The guru could do that.
Духовният учител може да каже, разкари се от тук, негодник такъв, и не искам да имам нищо общо с теб.
Just like sometimes a child may kick the mother.
Понякога детето може да рикне майката дори.
Does the mother kick away the child? Get out of here, you rascal.
Дали ще изгони майката детето, му каже, махни се от тук.
No, they tolerate the, out of love, they tolerate the kicking of the child.
От любов те търпят изритването на детето.
So, because the spiritual master loves his disciples very, very much. Even if they are nonsense and they cause him so many headaches, he still tolerates out of love. So that doesn't mean we should try to harass the spiritual master. We should try our best always to please the spiritual master. But if due to our ignorance or neophyte consciousness we make so many mistakes, he has to tolerate them. We just have to understand he's very kind and merciful.
Но ако заради нашата начинаеща позиция ние извършим много грешки и оскърбления, той ни търпи, трябва да разберем, че е много милостив на нас.
That answer your question?
Това отговаря ни на въпрос.
Yes.
Понякога се страхувам, че ако примерно ставам много рано сутринта, два или три, мога да се разболея, ако мантрувам твърде много кръгове. И понякога си мисля, че като чета твърде много книгата,
Sometimes I feel that if I get up too early in the morning, or if I chant too much, or if I read too much, I may get sick or something may happen to me. How to deal with this fear?
You have to judge by the result.
Трябва да видиш по резултатите. По това може да оцениш.
If you give up too much sleep, what does Krishna say? One who is, he says, what is that? Yukta har rahar vasha yukta cheshtasta karmasu yukta svapna avabodasha yoga bhavati dukkaha. One who is temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, working, and recreation, can mitigate all material pains by discharging the yoga system.
Krishna каза, че човек, който не е регулиран в навиците си на ядене, спане, работа и почивка, той не може да изпълнява правилно системата на йога.
So you have to practice moderation.
Така че трябва да си умерен в това, което практикуваш.
If you eat too, you sleep too much or sleep too little, in either case it can damage your Krishna consciousness. If you eat too much or eat too little,
it
can damage your Krishna consciousness. So you always have to see, well, how much sleep will facilitate my Krishna consciousness, and not much you do. How much eating will facilitate my Krishna consciousness? And that much you should eat. Always in that way you analyze. Whatever is favorable for your Krishna consciousness, that you should accept. And if you're not sure, you can experiment. And judge Brother Bazab. But the idea of giving up sleep is very good. Prabhupada said, no eating and no sleeping, that is the perfection of spiritual life. But because we have material body, we have to take care of. But actually, the more you can reduce your eating and sleeping, the more you're advancing in Krishna consciousness. But don't do it artificially.
At this point of my spiritual life, I realize that I cannot get up like 3 or 4 o'clock. I get up at 5. Will this in time improve?
I would recommend going to bed earlier so you can get up earlier. I mean, really, 4 o'clock is the proper time to get up. Even for a neophyte. In the ashram life, we all had to get up at 4 o'clock. Everyone, even the new bhakti, 4 o'clock. You can always take a nap during the day also, not if you need extra some rest. I mean, 5 o'clock isn't bad, but it's not, you know, 4 o'clock is really the standard.
4 е стандарт.
Ами, you're initiated devotee.
Ти си посветена предана дама.
4 o'clock is the actual standard.
Така че 4 часа е...
So I would recommend try, you know, take some extra rest during the day or go to bed early and get up, try and move it and get up at 4 o'clock. I get up at 2:30. I mean, for me, 4 o'clock is late. I prefer to get up at 2:30. Even 3 o'clock is getting late for me. 3:30 is really late.
Ако даден човек има така голямо желание да спазва всички принципи на Кришна съзнание, ставането рано, да се умерен, но просто това не е по неговото. Няма сили за да го извърши това и особено ако има. Ако не е само това, ако той не е балансиран в здравето си, ако му има нещо, трябва ли да се насилва за сметка на здравословното си състояние?
If one is desirous to follow all the regulations of Krishna consciousness, like getting up early and being moderate, but he's not able because of some health issue or something, should one force himself or herself? Or
no, you have to do what's practical also.
Човек трябва да прави практични неща.
If by doing what is artificial you become sick and you can't maintain it, then obviously it's not right.
Ако правиш нещо изкуствено и се разболееш, очевидно, че това не е правилно.
Palena Pariyatiyate, you have to judge by the result.
Човек трябва да обсъди по резултата.
You make experiment and you see how far you can push yourself.
Човек може да направи експеримент и да види докъде може да се насили, доколко.
But the ideal standard is to rise by 4 o'clock.
Но идеалният стандарт е човек да става до 4 часа.
Chant 16 rounds early in the day.
Да мантрува 16 кръга рано през деня.
Does that answer your question? Why?
Why is ideal to wake up at 4 o'clock? Защо е идеално да се става 4 часа?
Well, this instruction is given by Prabhupada, so it has the potency of Prabhupada's instruction. That's one thing. It pleases Prabhupada just because he has ordered like that. 4 o'clock. That time of the day, then why is Prabhupada ordered? Because that time of the day is most conducive time for spiritual practice. Ideally, one should finish all of one's japa mala before sunrise. Because that time before the sun comes up is the most spiritually potent time of the day. So our time has run out. We'll stop here. We thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.